Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, a.k.a. Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 73, Computer Woes. I got a new Gateway laptop, and oh man, it is sweet. It's bigger than my older laptop. Nice, big, crisp screen with beautiful images. And it's also way faster than my old laptop. But there's this one minor problem. It keeps losing its drivers. If I want sound on any particular day, I have to reinstall the driver for the sound card. And I got a mobile broadband card from my phone system. And if I want that to work, I have to reinstall it all the time. And that is just a little annoying. At first, I thought it was the broadband card. And let me tell you what, I bugged the hell out of those guys because it's not 100% clear on how to reinstall the drivers. They probably think that once the driver is installed, you don't have to redo it unless there's an update. Little did they know. Now, they've been sweet. They've been great. Wonderful customer service. And I have actually enjoyed chatting with them. But the Gateway people, oh man, they have pissed me off. Now, I hate getting a new computer as much as I love getting a new computer, because every time you get a new computer, you have to reinstall all your software. You have to first track down all your software. So I've reinstalled all my Windows applications, all my games, got everything on there, and now the sound doesn't work. And you know what? As a podcaster, I really need the sound card to work. I call them up and they say, well, you have to install the driver. And I want to know how many frickin' times do I have to install the driver? Because right now, I'm installing it 2 or 3 times a day. And I looked up on the internet and I found out that, you know, it's not just my problem. There is a problem or an incompatibility issue between this Gateway laptop and the sound card that they have installed in it. And this is well known on the internet. And when I mentioned that to the technical support person, they denied it. And I'm sorry, that's just stupid. When something is out there on the internet, you need to acknowledge, yes, it exists. And you need to say, but that was the old version, or we have fixed that issue. Here, let me give you the new driver. Well, that's what she tried to say, actually. But when I installed the new driver, all the files were the same name as the old driver. All the version numbers were the same. So you know what? I don't think they've updated the driver. And you know what else? I am still having the exact same problem. So now I'm seriously thinking about taking this laptop that is only a month and a half old as far as my owning it, and taking it back to the store and having to go through that whole painful process of reinstalling all my programs over again. I'm not very happy. And so I thought, instead of spending all this time boring you with my computer problems, I would just turn it over to the Neal sisters and let you listen to the stories that I recorded up at the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival. I hope you enjoy them.
This is Laura Neal from Math for Knitters. I'm here at the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival listening to a very strange sound the one behind us is making. Oh, she stopped now. She was whistling in some grass, and we all looking at her, and she stopped. But it was my first time at the Sheep and Wool Festival, and I'm a little overwhelmed, but having a great time. The weather couldn't be better. It's a gorgeous day.
It is beautiful. And you have a story to share.
I have a story. This is actually my godfather's story.
Okay.
I'm probably going to screw it up, but
it's really funny.
His name is Judge Ellison, and he's the world's funniest man.
His
I adore him.
His name's actually James Ellison.
Whatever, Jim Ellison. I didn't know he had a first name until I was, like, 15. We always just called him the judge, but back when he was a young man, he served in Japan during the Korean War. He was a military policeman. And he would just go walking around, you know, and he had a little camera. And one day he was walking down the street, and he saw a sign in English on the side of a house, like painted on a bedsheet. And it said, "This house, no longer whorehouse, now laundry. Same quick service." He laughed his ass off, and he took a photo of it and carried it around for years, and now he just tells the story instead of showing you the picture.
You can hear more from Laura, of course, at Math for Knitters, where she discusses how numbers and different mathematical theories or applications can be used in your knitting.
Hi, I'm Lisa Neal. I'm Cherokee from Oklahoma, and now I live in Washington, D.C. I'm the Deputy Director of Public Health for the National Indian Health Board. It's a nonprofit that advocates for and performs education on both sides for tribal health issues. I specialize in Native family health and health communication. It's really boring. I have some very grim stories about that, but I will tell a funny story. Last summer, my husband and I, we bought a house 2 years ago, and it's in this sort of rundown part of Ruston. It's a 30-year-old house. Everything's original to it. We bought it knowing it wasn't perfect, but we got it for a really good price. It was basically what we could afford. We wanted a house, not a condo. So anyway, last August, the air conditioning went out. Like, completely went out. Died completely. And we tried for a few weeks to sort of limp along without it, and then we said, no, we just have to go and get the furnace and the air replaced. And it was the third guy who was coming to give us a quote, because everyone gave us these astronomical, like, insane-ass, like, no way, we're not doing that quotes. And, like, so one guy tried to sell us all this hooey about we needed to replace all the ducts and, like, basically rip the whole house apart. We were like, that really shouldn't be necessary. So this guy's coming, and it's like 7 in the morning, and I don't know what the kids are waiting on, but a bunch of my neighborhood kind of youths, like 13 to 15, were hanging out in front of my house. And it was first thing in the morning. I was walking, dressed for work, and walking to let this guy into my house, and he turns the corner, and he doesn't see me yet, and the kids have their backs to me. And the guy says, he's a local guy, so the kids know him, and they say, "Well, where are you going?" He goes, "Well, I'm gonna go fix the house and the air conditioning in that unit over there." And then one of the kids blurts out, "Well, don't fix the air conditioning; she'll start wearing her robe again."
I hope you enjoyed those stories as much as I did. It was a great pleasure to meet the Neal sisters and spend some time with them at the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival. If you have any comments, please come by and leave Laura a comment at her website, which I will have a link on my website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. You can also send me an email. My email address is Carrie, and that's carrie.autumnbreeze@gmail.com. Or you can give me a call and leave me a voicemail message. My voicemail number is 206-666-5775. I hope you have a great week. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye.